ביתי שלום, רב שלום בעזרת השם. We're learning what Rav Arush taught about Kriyat Shema. He explains why did the rabbis add to Kriyat Shema, our sages added to Kriyat Shema, the Parsha of Tzitzit. What? If it's because to remind us of Yetziat Mitzrayim, there's many, many psukim in the Torah. The Torah is full of psukim by Yetziat Mitzrayim. Right? There's a lot of deep reasons why it's mentioned, this parsha of Tzitzit. And one of the main reasons is, regarding what we're dealing here, is it says there, Shlo ve'lo tatu, achrei levavchem, achrei nechem, shadem zalim achrei. That's true, after your heart and after your eyes, which obviously your heart is drawn after. That is the fundamental practical, basic practical idea of Judaism, which is Shmirat HaEinayim. Ki efshar ledaber la'avad Hashem v'adbukut b'Hashem b'boker haderev. Because we could talk about loving Hashem and being cleaving to Hashem from morning till night, but without it, that a person practically will guard his eyes and protect his heart from all the false, the lies of this world and the shekel of this world, right? He has no connection with Ahavat Hashem, with loving Hashem, with cleaving to Hashem. Each one must be real with himself and find out who he is. And of course, this is how it works by everyone. Yeah? You open your eyes, you think about what you see. Period. But a person sees, that's what he thinks about. And no one could say it's not like this by him. No, I could see I'm fine. If he says that, either he's lying to himself. He's definitely lying to himself. Either he's Sam, you know, he just doesn't want to deal with it, or he has no idea. He doesn't check himself even. I've met plenty of people like this. They say, what? Me doesn't bother. I'm fine. It doesn't affect me. ובאמת כל אחד צריך להתעורר ולהבין, and באמת, each one has to arouse and understand that if he doesn't begin to pray every single day on Shmiras HaEinayim and to clean himself from this lust, from all the lusts, he will never be able to fulfill, to really fulfill the mitzvah of Ve'ahavta, to love Hashem, your God, every day. He says in Kriyat Shema, which loving Hashem, like we explained earlier, that love means dedication, means I'm willing to give everything to Hashem, like Abdullah speaks here every time. To give everything to Hashem. That's what I love Hashem, is to give everything to Hashem, all my desires, all my lusts. That I want, that all my decisions in life will not be according to what I feel or what I, things that my heart are pulling me towards. And either will it be, is it what Hashem wants or not what Hashem wants? Like I then explained that the main free choice of a person in this world is not if to do a mitzvah or not. We know to do if to do the mitzvahs. But the main free choice of a person is in other things in life. I'm willing to dedicate my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or say, no, I'm sorry Hashem, I can't dedicate my life to you because I have to work 8 hours a day. I'm sorry Hashem. You'll have to wait till afterwards. Okay? We have to want to dedicate our life 100% to Hashem, 24 hours, 7, 365 days a year, every day to dedicate to Hashem, as much as we can, at least to want, even if we're not there yet, to want, dedicate. Why am I getting up in the morning? If you know, once, I was I go to kollel at night, chatzot, at 2 o'clock in the morning, so, once I got up late. I got up once, halavai only once, but one time the story that happened, that I got up late. It's around 3 o'clock, 3:15, something like that. And I said, I'm not going to get up. You know why? Because I'm getting up because I want the money from the kollel. I'm not going to get up. It's not true to do that. It's true to get up even if you want the money. But that's what I felt. I said, I don't care. I could get up, I slept plenty, but I'm not going to get up. Because I don't want to go there for the money. I want to go for the learning. For the chatzot, for Hashem. There's a point of truth in that. I'm not saying it's 100% it's right to do. A person anyways to try to go, and even if he he's thinking of the money. No, Mishaneh, it's better to sit and learn to sleep too much. But Stan, the point is that to want Hashem, to want to dedicate our life to Hashem, it's not easy. It's a lot of people to do. Not saying I'm up to there either, but it's not Hashem. We want to eat for Hashem. When you eat for Hashem, you don't eat so much, and you don't need certain things, you only eat other things. And when you sleep for Hashem, you only sleep what you need to sleep anyway. Everything you do, everything, even if a person works, he works as Parnasah, he will only choose a job that he's serving Hashem with. He will not choose that job if it's not serving Hashem. Just for the money, he's going to go work at that thing. That's why he's going to work for the money, Hashem Achem. Tefillah. You'll find a job that you also have, you'll have plenty of money, and you want to serve Hashem with it. Not just, I'm going to do this just because it's a lot of money, even though I don't connect to this, I don't do this, I don't like this. Or Chas Shalom, if a person is doing Averot, that's why a person has to ask on this a lot, and he's able to do it every single day for a long time. Okay? This Perek Zman Nikar, a recognizable time, not only a week, not only 2 weeks, at least a few months till we go with this. And the daven every day, half an hour on this. Because without a daily work on this, okay, a person can find himself on his last day, on his deathbed, right? And he's leaving this world, with all the taivas still leeching onto him. Okay? And that's a big embarrassment. Abdullah spoke about this week. It's a big embarrassment. You come to the last day, you see that you're still running.
If you're Haredi, you could still be.
If what?
If you're Haredi, it doesn't mean that you are.
Doesn't mean anything. It means you have to do tshuva. If you're Haredi, you have to start doing tshuva.
You what?
If you're Haredi, you have to start doing tshuva. And not to be Haredi. Rabbi always said, Baruch Shalom Asani Haredi. Baruch Shalom Asani Dati. I don't want to be not Haredi. I just want to be a Jew. The true Jew, to serve Hashem, to dedicate my life to Hashem. What does that mean, Haredi? My wife told me, the only difference between the ladies in Neh Sharim, mostly, or in other places in the country, right, religious people I'm talking about, is what hair cover they had. That's the only difference. From here, afterwards, down, it's all more or less the same. More or less the same. Mini skirts, tight clothing, more or less the same. Doesn't make a difference where you are in the world. If you don't go to serve Hashem, to work, to go, to reach to meet yourself inside, to see, is this true what I'm doing now in this world? If you're not willing to open up, to look how ugly it is, and to want to fix, you'll never fix it. You'll die like that. A person could die like that, and be very embarrassed afterwards. Very embarrassed. They say the worst punishment in the next world is embarrassment.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be embarrassed. We prefer being embarrassed here in the field, in front of Hashem, to be embarrassed in our lust and everything. And then there's no judgment up there. Okay? And besides, you want to be close to Hashem. What, you want to live a life of a false life? A false life you want to live? What's the difference if you're in Hollywood or in Mass Sharif, you dress with a miniskirt? It's a false life. You're lying to yourself. What, you're not lying to yourself? We were lying to ourselves. I don't want to lie to myself. I want to be amiti. So it's work. And it takes courage and braveness. But the person can do it. But only if he's willing to open up and to go to the field and not to be embarrassed in front of Hashem in the way that I'm not going to talk. I'll say, and I'm going to stand in front of Hashem and tell Hashem, because you created me this way, and I have a lust, and I still do this, and I still do that. And help me, Vazel. It's natural that we want to look at women. It's a natural thing. No one has to be. It's a natural thing. We're men. No, period. But what a person has to daven. Daven. That's our job. Just to daven. Tefillah, ve'ot tefillah, every day, consistently. Every single day, half an hour. The Yetzer does everything that you won't do this half an hour. He'll let you do the half an hour today. And next day, and third day, he'll make something happen that you won't be able to do the half an hour. And then another day, and then you go back to it, and it's not the same anymore, is it? Or he'll make the half an hour deadly bored. Okay, bored, kacha, I'm not saying anything, it's not worth anything, you'll give all kinds of thoughts and sadness, and da, 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 da. Just so you won't do that half an hour. And a person has to be chazak. Chazak! Like Allah spoke yesterday. Chazak! I don't care!
On the hand, they help you.
Huh?
On the hand, they help you.
Okay, better.
Because you found, you know, then, oh no.
Of course. I'm telling you. I'll tell you what, if Avdol gave you a good cheer, it's because he had a nefila, he had a four, it's like Utemoran. Rav Arush also. Every person who speaks strong is because he had a fall in his level, and he went to the field, and he worked, and he from that work, he has a new secher, and then he came, and he had what to speak to you. And then he gets a new secher from Hashem. And he falls again. And he goes again to the field, he doesn't finish until the last day. Falls and he gets up. And he falls and he gets up. It's Rabbeinu Kutei Moran. Rabbeinu explicitly in Torah Zayin, in Torah Hey, in the second part of Kutei Moran, very long Torah. But he says explicitly. And only from that you get joy, Rabbeinu says. That's how you get joy. When you fall and you get up. And you fall and you get up. And life is interesting. Things are happening. When things are dead, you go and. Man, that's life. Life is when things are happening. You're falling, you're getting up, you're falling, you're getting up, you're getting excited, you're learning things. That's how life is. If you don't like that, you can leave. I always said, you can ask for a transfer. A transfer?
Request for transfer.
Yeah, request for transfer, and that transfer is there. You're still here, right? That's how it works. But when you work, that's why the falls are never sad. Even a person regrets the place, but he will not reach where he has to reach without these falls. He cannot understand certain things without these falls. I'm telling you, it's amazing. Mamash, I see it every time. All the time I see it. You fall, and then you go to the field, and you do tshuva. You thank Hashem for those falls, and you do tshuva, that you don't want to be far away from Hashem. And then you understand new things from Hashem. He gives you new matanot, he gives you gifts. But you have to be real with yourself. And not to give yourself excuses. No, is it the seder? Chazak. Chazak, be a man. Top. Oy lo da busha, oy lo da kruma. Woe to that embarrassment, woe to that shame to enter the grave with the lust of immorality. And not, we're not talking about what a person will have to go through in order to purify himself from that filth in the next world. It's something that a person could he doesn't have to go through this. He could bypass this through Yibbaladut. A lot of people do it, like Rabbeinu said himself. That all the sigufim, the fast that a person will do, and all the hard things, and the rolling in the ice and the snow and sitting in the ants biting you, all these things that they used to do. Rabbi said nothing helps. Yibbaladut helps, right? Yibbaladut has a lot of power. A lot of power to purify a person, to get him close to Hashem, to his Creator. Mamash, it's like that, mamash. It's worth it. Put effort into it. Do everything that you won't do this. You'll do everything, and you have to know that that's his tactics. He doesn't want us to be consistent. He doesn't want us to go to the field. He'll tell us, yeah, I'll do it to be here. But you know that when you go there, you have such a strong ego to do, you really feel alone. He'll tell you, why now? You only have 15 minutes. It's better later. You might have full hour. Yalla, yalla. You go do your hour right now. Don't push it off, never. Do the hour. And we do it. No giving up. You go, you do the hour. And within that half an hour, you do at least half an hour in Kedusha. And Shmirat HaBrit, and Shmirat HaEinayim. Zeh, Chazak, let Chazak. Be strong. Be strong. You know now, you know his tactics, right? Come on. Don't listen to him anymore. You know how many times I started doing the half an hour and he threw me off? You know how many times already? And he does everything to prepare himself of it. But no, a person will be strong and he'll see miracles in his life. He'll see change. You'll see how he has a clean mind, clean thoughts. Everything is different. He thinks of Hashem more. A person just thinks of Hashem is already exalted a place, very high place. Just to think of Hashem. Most people you meet, not to have to do with Hashem. Either they talk to you about money or I don't know things that are going on in the world. Azavati. I want to talk about Hashem. Ki kadoshani, because I am holy. He says that we have to be holy because I am holy, Hashem said. The biggest commandment that Am Yisrael receives, the biggest commandment that Am Yisrael received from Hashem, which includes the whole Torah, is that we should be holy. Really, I tell you, the word kadosh, that we in English for some reason sanctified or holy, right?
Separated.
It means separated, to be separated. That's what kadosh means. Hashem is kadosh. He's separated from anything you can even imagine what it is. He's nothing to do with anything that we know. We don't know Hashem. No, we can't know Hashem. We can learn his traits, the way he acts in the world. With our Chazal teaches that Hashem is, but he's kadosh. He's separate from the world. A kadosh person who's kadosh, it means he's separated from this world. Okay, and that was kadosh means. Beit HaMikdash, an exalted place which is separated from this world, something else, not physical, not spiritual, something separated completely. Like a place where we say we get married, Aleyat Mekudeshet Li. What does that mean? You're separated from the whole world and you're only mine. You tell a woman when you get married, Mekudeshet Li. You're separated from the world for me. That's Mekudeshet, right? We say on Rosh Chodesh, they used to say that this day is Rosh Chodesh, they used to say Mekudash, Mekudash. That day is separated from the whole month. It's Rosh Chodesh. It's a special day. We do Kiddush on Shabbat. It's a Yom Kadosh. It's separated from the whole week. That's what Kadosh means. So Hashem commanded us to be separated from the whole world. To be Kedoshim. It's a commandment of the Torah. Right? And how do we know what to be Kedoshim means? Rashi said, every place where I find a Geder Erva, I find a border, a barrier with things that have to do with immorality, that's where Kedusha is. That's the means separated. All things are separated, but that's where mainly separated. Okay? Once I was at a wedding, Shem Arachem, which the dancing was more or less separated. More or less. Chotetel, more or less. You can call it if you want. Not that it, my wife thought it's the fit to dance in such a place, so she didn't, because people could see and this and that, but Kilu was separated. And of course, everything else wasn't. And the Pritzut there was beyond. And my brother said, oh, it was a nice wedding, because it was a very fancy, very fancy there. I said, oh, it's not a nice wedding. It's a very disgusting wedding. I said, why? I said, there's no Kedusha over here. There's no Gedera. There's no Kedusha, I'm sorry. It could be nice, it could be each plate costs $200. It could be a very fancy place, and it's disgusting. It's not nice. Nice is Kadosh. That's what we teach our daughters. When she wears a tzanua dress, it's called a nice dress. Ah, so beautiful on you. It looks so tznius. That's what nice is. That's what we know nice is. Not what the world thinks nice. If it's sexual, it's nice. If it's appealing, it's nice. No. Ze lo yafe. That's not beautiful. Beautiful is Kedusha. It's what Hashem wants. Everything else is not. And we have a commandment to be Kedushim. He's to be separated from the world. And only someone who's separated from the world, he could connect to the Kadosh. You want to be connected to the Kadosh, you yourself have to be Kadosh. You want to be connected to the one who's separated from the world, you yourself have to be separated from the world. Okay? The more we separate ourselves, okay? Not talking from people, talking about from the lust of the world and from the materialism of this world, more we Kadosh. So we have to be, to work on everything we do, to be willing to give everything to Hashem. I hold that passion. Zat Hashem, I also want. I'm just talking about what I want. Zat Hashem. Good Shabbos.